We're in the middle of Simin Samech Tes. We discussed being Poreis al Shema. We did almost half of the Simin, or half of Sif Aleph, I should say. Okay, just to review, there's three Mahalchim and three, I guess, Minhagim. One is Nusuch Sfar, hold like the Ari, and they say Baruch Hu after every Shachras, after every Marav, regardless of how many Aliyahs there were and how many Baruch Hus there were in Shul. Then there's a difference between Nusuch Ashkenaz in Eretz Yisrael and Nusuch Ashkenaz in Chutz La'aretz. They both seem to hold that you really should not say Baruch Hu unless someone missed Baruch Hu. The Mahalach in Chutz La'aretz is not to say Baruch Hu unless the person missed and he gets up and he says Baruch Hu. And in Eretz Yisrael they also basically agree to that, but there's sort of this assumption that someone's always coming late and missing Baruch Hu. And therefore they say Baruch Hu after Marav, and they say Baruch Hu after Shachris, unless there was a Kriyas HaTorah. Because if there's a Kriyas HaTorah, then it's unlikely that someone came so late that he missed Kriyas HaTorah, and missed all the Baruch Hus in Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, then, so there's two issues that we have to discuss. One is, up to now we're discussing 10 people who daven b'yechidus, and therefore did not hear the Kedusha or the Kaddish of Baruch Hu. Do you need 10 people? So Tosus discusses this over there in Megillah Chav Gimel. Tosus has five opinions. Based on a pasuk, either you need 7 people everyone agrees you don't need 10 people who have not heard Baruch Hu. Either you need 7, or 6, or 5, 3, or 1. And the Mechaber here is going to tell us that even one person who didn't hear Kaddish, that's enough to be Poreis al Shema. Now, the second thing that the Mishnah says, in Poreis al Shema, Pachos Me'asar, you need 10 people for Poreis al Shema, which we said basically for us is Baruch Hu. And then it also said, the Ein Ovrim Lifnei Ateva. So, Poshup Shat, you would think Ovrim Lifnei Ateva, just Chazar HaSashat, davening for the Amud. However, the Poskim apply this to the same situation where a guy came late, and just like he can say Kaddish, Kedusha, Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and perhaps the first bracha of Krishma, so he can go on and say the first three brachas out loud and chaperain on the Kedusha. So it's after the first Ramah, on the first page of Samech Tes Aleph, La'acha Shesimu Birchas Yotzer Or. So after you finish Yotzer Or, they would say Omer Avos Ugrus Ukedusha. You say the first three brachos of Shmona Esrei Viata Kadosh. V'zenikra Over the Tnei Teva. That's the Over the Tnei Teva of the Mishnah. Mishnah Berurah points out Sifkat and Tes that this is unlikely because the minig in Holland, the minig the Mishnah Berurah brings down is to be Poreis al Shema right after the silent Shmona Esrei. So if it's right after the silent Shemona Esrei, it means that they should be there they will be there for Chazaras Hashad, so you don't need to do this. Okay, the Ein Osin Dvarim El here. How many people do you need? The Ein Osin Dvarim El B'Pachos Miyud. You need at least a minyan. You should have a Dvarim Shebe Kedusha. Kaddish, Baruch Hu, Kedusha. These are Dvarim Shebe Kedusha. You need a minyan. So you should have 6 that did not hear these dvarim shebe kedusha. Dainu rov ha'asara, the rov of the minyan did not hear. That shita's Rashi brought down in Tosus, and the mechaber holds that b'di'evet, even if it's only one person who didn't hear, that's good enough. And afilu misha shama yochol lifros hashma v'lar v'chnei teva b'shul also shelo shama. And it's not even that guy who has to do it. Someone else can even do it for him. Be poreis al shma and over the v'chnei teva to enable him to be mekayim the baruch hu, the kaddish, and then the kedusha. Umikal makom im also shelo shama baki lifros hashma v'lar v'chnei teva mutav shiifros v'yav v'chnei teva hu mishiifros v'yav v'chnei teva ache shekvar shama. It's better if he does it than if someone else does it. The one who has not yet David has not yet heard these things. It's better for him to do it than have someone to do it for him. Okay, now the Ramah says, "Hagal Misha Ovisnei Tevev Omer Gimel Habrachos Harishonos." So now he's getting up to say the first three brachos to be able to say the kedusha. So Yashlim Kol Tefillah. He should finish. The person who's saying this out loud, he should complete the entire Shemoneh Esrei. He doesn't have to say it out loud. Everyone else can go home, but he needs to say the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei. V'lo yafsik. Af Rabbi Shigras Pal, even though he already davened once, it's like do me the chazar sashat. Aval ha'achirim yichon lahafsik achakach. So the others, they can stop and they can go home, and therefore he doesn't need to say it out loud, but he should say it quietly. V'kol shikin shim lo ispala poriz or avnei teva. And obviously, if he didn't daven yet, so so basically what's going on over here, he's being Poris Lashma, he's saying Kaddish, Baruch Hu, perhaps the first bracha of Kriya Shema, that's the Machlokes Mechaber Ramah, and then he's jumping right into Shema Nesrei, and then he's going to go back later and say the second bracha, the Abba Rabba, and Kriya Shema. So it's not being Somach Gula Tfilah. That's what's going on if you follow this Mahalik. So the Magen Avraham is obviously not thrilled with this Mahalach. Mishabur being done at the halfway or towards the end of Sifkot and Yugimel. Magen Avraham Kosar de lechatchila ein nochon lasos kein levata mitzvah smichas gula tefila mishum kedusha. Eli ispala keseder v'yismach gula tefila. So he shouldn't skip, he should go in order, and if when he gets up to Shemoneh Esrei, there's a minyan there, then he can get up out loud and do it. And this is what you find people who miss Chazaras HaShatz, they get up and they start their silent Shemoneh Esrei out loud so that they can say Kedusha. And all this should not be done Ben Gula Tefila, or in the middle of the Birchos Kriyishma. We're looking also the shots the hafzig ben Kriyishma l'tfila over Kriyishma Birchos k'le lifros al-shma l'osan avon the Beis HaKnesses achash yisbalu akal kadish u baruchu v'hitzcho Birchos yotze or aval Birchos arvish yivishus yochel hafzig yotze chem yidei chobasan. So a guy comes late, he already started Birchos Kriyishma, it's not appropriate to, in the middle of Birchos Kriyishma, do it again. Okay, do it again, Jack. Kadish, baruchu, that's not appropriate. And Marav, it's less of a big deal because Arvis is Mikra Din Rishus. Okay, we'll discuss what that means at another point in time. Bezrat Hashem. Mishmas of Katan Tetzvav talks about Natig Bemsa Bracha. Here, the Iker is the Gula Tefila. The Smichas Gula Tefila Shachris is very, very chamur, and virtually nothing overrides that, as opposed to a Marav where it's much less, I don't know if the word is serious, but it's not as intense. We have a whole Bracha Vashkivena that comes after the Gula, and then in Chutz La'aretz they say the whole in Yud Ches. There's a Kaddish, so the Smichas Gula Tefila at Marav is much less of an much less intense. Okay, when we come out, come each achir achalif is lashmal lespalo biyud kol atfila afila ba'osu beis haknesses shekar espalo. So the minion finished, and now you know the latecomers want to sort of put together their own minion. So then they can get up after the minion and basically do it again for those who missed it. Before us, Shema, and the Shemoneh Esrei out loud. And here the Ramah says, "Actually, Yamar Chazan Hasheni b'Makom she'Omad Harishon." He shouldn't stand in the same place. The Zenir Gnayad Rishon, Lavik Yidu Lo Yotzeb Rishon Idei Chavasan. Why should he get up and daven again? It looks like the first guy did not do it properly. So the post can say that that's not relevant nowadays. It's not relevant to where you have a shul where there's a number of minyanim one after the other. So the Ramah goes on to say, "Davke Shadan Rishon beBeis HaKnesses, Ela Sheshni v'Sidram." Avam Yotze Rishon, Yichalam Rechazan Af B'Makom Sh'Amar Rishon. So the Chazan should stand the Chachila in a different place, so it doesn't look like a pogam in the Tefila of the first Shliach Tzibur. But that's only if the original, the first tzibur is still there. If the first tzibur leaves, so then they're out. So then you have a new tzibur, that's not a problem. But the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, even if the old tzibur is still there, if it's a place where this is like a minion factory, or a set minyanim one after the other, so which is very common now, so then that's not a problem. No one's going to think that there's a problem with the first minion. They understand the second minion, even if it happens to be that some of the people from the first minion are still, for whatever reason, are still sticking around. Okay, that's Sif Aleph, Sif Beis. Suma, person who's blind, Af Bishol Ra'a Ma'oros Miyama, even though he was blind from birth and he never saw the sun and the moon, Pores Al Shema. He can still be Pores Al Shema and make the Bracha of Yotzah Ma'oros, even though it's to thank Hashem for enjoying the Ma'oros, the sun and the moon. So a blind person is also Nana, like the Gemara Megillah says, Shu Nana B'Ma'oros She'Ro'en Acherim She'Yeru HaDerech HaShe'Yelech Ba. Even though he doesn't benefit directly, but he does benefit indirectly, and therefore he too, he can say the bracha, he's chayav in the bracha, and he can be motzi others in the bracha as well.